Hey guys, welcome back to this episode of Stream of Consciousness. I am Donnie Diaz and I'm here with, say your name.
I'm Jess.
Hi, Jessiel.
No government name.
Ooh. I haven't seen you in so long. Like, okay. We need to talk about how you haven't been on this podcast since you first like got introduced a long time ago. And that's when we talked about like
way upon yonder.
Yeah, and that's when we talked about like being friends or whatever. But I want to go deeper, you know? Like I want to go deeper today. And I'm also here, well, we're both also here with Anna because she just decided to like barge into my house.
She's like, I came for brunch and then just didn't leave.
Yeah, and
where'd
she's
you guys go for brunch?
Mind your business.
That wasn't the question for you to answer.
This well,
for
that was the question that you asked.
It's crazy. Are you a guest?
Yes.
Where's your mic?
I was introduced.
Where's your mic?
The host is poor and only has 2 mics. That's not my business.
Oh, so therefore you're not in the podcast. Thank you for answering that question.
Guys, therefore, guys, simmer down.
Where'd you guys go for breakfast?
We went to like a cute little breakfast spot.
Oh, well. I need to go to one of those.
Yeah, you do. Okay, so So the reason why I wanted you to be in the podcast.
I feel like I'm going to get interrogated for some reason.
Why?
Give me flashbacks to when my parents.
Hold it closer.
To when my parents do like family meetings. And I don't know if you guys ever been to a family meeting, but it's just them attacking you.
It is. It's like them pointing out like everything that's wrong with you and everything.
I'm just like,
that
oh my god!
Wow,
more things to talk to my therapist about.
Yeah.
But, yeah. What's up?
It's so boring. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Jessiel.
I was like, oh, I'm far from boring. I got a personality.
Ugh, ew, he's so boring.
Who's boring?
Ugh, the guy that she's talking to.
Mm.
Okay, this is what I hate. Like, you could be so cute, so hot on Hinge, but then you're literally the most boring person I've ever talked to in my life. Like, what is that about? And if you like me, then why don't you make that effort to talk to me? Like, why don't you want to get to know me? Do you ever, like, go through that?
No, I don't really expect much from men.
I can't.
That's why I don't talk to men.
Oh, I just read your tarot cards. How'd you feel?
Oh, it was nice.
Guys, you didn't tell me my hair was a mess. But anyways.
How
what did
you
even think? Because I feel it.
Oh, on this side, so that's Anna's fault.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I don't think they
What's it called?
The tarot?
Yeah, it was nice. I like the colors.
What did you think?
I didn't think much. I don't really know if I believe in tarot cards.
I think you need to hold it closer.
Hello? Testing?
It's because it's, like, very low. So you see how it spikes?
Mm-hmm.
You need to, like, make sure.
I feel like I have to, like, make out with the mic.
You need to, yeah, but you need to be really close.
But yeah, I liked it. I don't know. I like the colors, so that's the only thing I'm indulged in.
What about the meaning of the words? It said travel in there.
They're interesting. I don't know what travel. Why is that the only thing you think of?
Well, because you're going on trips, and I think that's like something that you've been wanting for a while.
Maybe, possibly.
So that's really good.
Yeah.
Also, I got a DM recently about this. Yeah, I got a DM recently, and she was asking me, so like. Because in the last episode that I did, I told them that I was going to go on a date. And I did. Mm. An update of that date. I don't talk to this person anymore. So I guess.
Wait, really?
Yeah. We just stopped talking.
Oh, thank God.
They got like a little too. It got weird. Well, just like awkward. Like, I don't know. I think it's fine. Whatever. But yeah, I'm still out here.
Single.
Single. Single. Ready to mingle and be in love. But also, I don't know. It's a lot going on. Anyways.
How has your life changed since the first time I was in this podcast?
Oh my god. Well, the first time, oh my god. Yeah, the first time that you were on the podcast, I think I was at a shitty job, if I remember correctly. I didn't like it. And you were too! You worked at Walmart.
Yeah, I think can we say that.
I worked at Walmart.
I fucking hated it. Honestly, every single day, I wanted to die.
I think we were both in really low points.
But weirdly enough, and maybe this is very controversial of me to say, but I feel like working at retail and looking at the people who love working at retail is great motivation to want better for yourself. And I'm not saying that like working in retail means that you have a shitty life or will have a shitty future or whatever and whatnot. But I feel as someone who doesn't want to work at retail for the rest of her life, I feel like retail is a good motivation to find something better for yourself.
Yeah.
So, like, going to school was like, okay, I have to do this shit because I don't want to, like, work at Walmart for the rest of my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I feel like you learned a lot. Yeah.
I did learn a lot. Honestly, no, I haven't. I'm going to be honest. No, I haven't.
Yes, you did. No, I feel like you're better now. Like, you literally.
And it's because of this job that I have now.
Oh.
I think my 180.
Because you stick up for yourself now, I feel.
Yeah. Like, I had to clean people's pee at my other job. I mean, this job too, but.
But different.
Right. Walmart is filled with people who, like, know they're not supposed to be peeing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And they just do it for fun.
Yeah.
And, like, now it's more intentional.
One time I found a blood clot on the floor.
was that picture when you said, oh, wait, no, I'm thinking of the plum.
I thought it was
a
placenta. Yeah.
I thought it was
first
a plum.
Of all, no, what's crazy is that we don't even sell plums. So someone went to a different store, came to a Walmart, and just threw a plum on the floor. I literally thought it was a placenta.
Like me on my heavy day of my period, honestly. So that's a little visual for you guys.
I'm so sorry. Therapy is not free, but my DMs are, so.
Ooh, so are mine, guys. But after that information, you probably don't want to slide into it. Okay.
Dang.
What? Not you. Oh, I think we need to address the allegations.
What allegations? I am gay.
Dumbest thing.
What's my
allegation?
This
allegation is about to be the dumbest shit she's ever said.
We are not dating, guys. Me and Justine are not dating. Like, stop the rumors. Cut the rumors. We need to set the record straight. None of it is true. Me and Justine are not dating. He is gay. For those of you out there wondering.
Speaking of out, oh, that's crazy how she just outed me in front of, like.
You literally just said you were gay a couple seconds ago.
Right, the gaslighting.
No, he did. He did.
Like, it's so crazy because we literally went on a date yesterday, and she's now just outing me.
Wait, do you want me to cut it off?
I'm joking. This is part of the bit.
Oh no, that's what this is also part of the bit. Me asking you to cut it out.
This is the mess.
You're not getting my bits. Unlike last night, you were getting my bits.
It's only normal if I do it.
No, it's not. Why can't I flirt? It's funny. Like, the way I do with Anna every time I want her to show me her boobs. Like,
the silence.
It's literally not that big of a deal. Like,
you know what else is big?
My tits.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, guys, I have an update for you guys. I am a runner now. So I why are you looking at me like that?
Because I don't know why I thought you were gonna say I am a virgin. I was like, oh well.
I mean,
reclaimed.
It's been a couple months, yeah, I'm a virgin. It's been a couple months. You don't count that? Whatever that was?
Girl, that's not something for the camera.
Yeah, we're not gonna
I'm about to say. It's not appropriate.
I wish we could talk about what happened. Mm. I wish we really could.
Well, in the uncensored version, no, I'm kidding.
Imagine on my Patreon.
Subscribe to my OnlyFans.
Subscribe to my OnlyFans and my Patreon if you guys want to hear the real scoop of what happened. Anyways, I'm joining marathons upon marathons. So in a couple weeks, I will be running a 5K, which is 3.1 miles. And then in a couple months, I'm going to be running a 13-mile race, which is half a mile. And then eventually, I want to do a full marathon, which is like 20-something miles.
I also am participating in the marathon.
You are?
Mm-hmm. I'm running a movie marathon for all the movies.
A movie marathon of what?
Marvel movies. I need to, like, because there's some shows and some movies that I haven't watched.
Oh, mm-hmm. Like what?
X-Men.
Which one's Echo. Your favorite
we Marvel all know movie? A Marvel movie?
Mm-hmm. Of all time.
Eternals is something different.
That's very underrated. Mm-hmm. That's a hot take because a lot of people hated that movie because of how long it was. But I genuinely loved that movie.
I think it was very beautiful.
I cried.
The sex scene in that movie was so unneeded.
Yeah, it was very unneeded. I'm not going to lie.
I cried at that movie. That was a really good movie. I think mine has to be Thanks for Asking.
And Shang-Chi.
Oh, Shang-Chi was good. Well, I like Shang-Chi a lot, but what was the one? I like Spider-Man, obviously. Mm. But I don't know if that's my favorite. What's the one that... The Marvels was good, but it wasn't that good.
I feel like it was rushed. It wasn't bad, but I wouldn't put it on the list.
Yeah, like not even the top five.
No.
I feel like every time I have a podcast with you, I talk about Marvel at least once.
I'm glad. I've only been in this podcast once.
Exactly. But anyways, I wanted to talk about our friendship and how it's evolved. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about our friendship and how it's evolved. So you guys, if you guys haven't heard the first one where he was on, I think we talked about it, like how we met or whatever. So we don't mm-hmm. have to talk about it again because, like, I feel like okay. we talk about it too much. And, like, we literally just met at school. Like, not a big deal. But it's because I'm a creep and weird. So is that what you thought?
No.
Okay, thank God.
No, I just thought, like, oh, she just said hi and she just didn't say anything again.
But then coincidentally, we had the same class.
And then, like,
so it's, I like written in the stars.
I thought your name was, like, Rebecca or something.
Ew.
Like, I literally, because I was telling this other person that she's related to that, oh, yeah, like, your cousin Rebecca. And she was like, who the fuck is Rebecca? And I'm just like, your cousin.
Yeah.
It's so close to my mouth.
It's, well, you need to, look at mine. You see how mine is picking up? You need to put it like this, the way I got it.
It's on my lips.
You're holding it. Don't hold it like that. Hold it like this.
Like this?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's way better, I think.
Okay. But yeah, I forgot where I was going with this.
Oh, that you thought my name was Rebecca?
Mm-hmm. Is your name Rebecca?
No, but is there a name that you had as a child that you wanted to change your name to?
No, but I like my middle name.
Oh. I don't like my middle name.
What?
I don't really like my middle name. But I was going to say, for me, when I was younger, I always wanted to be Vanessa because I wanted to be like Vanessa Hudgens from High School Musical.
I get it. I respect it.
Like, imagine if I was a Vanessa. Mm-hmm. I love that name.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm all for like
unique. Like, you can call me Nessa. That's so cute. You don't think that?
I like unique names, but not too unique. Like, I like the name, like, Ezekiel. I think that's a cool name.
That's, yeah. It's from the Bible, too.
All right.
Old-ass pilgrim name, Ezekiel.
Is there a name that you Ezekiel. Wanted to be? Other than Anna?
No.
You didn't want to be anybody else?
I don't even want to be myself. I don't know.
What? Yeah,
maybe. I get it.
I think, well, like, now I grew into my name. I feel like I'm so, like, Danya. Like,
I like my name, Jessiel. I only like it in Spanish, so Jessiel.
Jessiel. Yeah. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
I like my name in Spanish, too. Like, my cousins from Florida, they call me Danya. And I love it in Spanish. Danya. You say it, too, like that. Yeah. Danya. Or Donnie. But nobody really calls me that.
So. My name in my phone is Danny Phantom.
But you don't call me Danny.
I'm or sorry. Donnie.
I mean, it's like an easy name, though, so mm-hmm. it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Only two syllables.
No, well, you're going to be a recurring guest, so, like, we're just going to shoot the shit. Like, this isn't, like, anything serious besides me addressing the allegations.
That you just made up right now?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Do you have anything fun?
No. What is the biggest lesson you learned? And it doesn't even have to be in connections of me, but since you have known me, like anything unrelated to me, what is the biggest lesson you've learned?
You know what your sauce
is. Can Anna answer this too?
So yeah, sure. But like in the last 3 years, like what's something that was so big in your life? And Anna, if you're going to answer, please be for real because Is it not working?
No, it is.
Please be for real, because I feel like she's gonna be like, I learned that I need to sleep more, and I'm just like, ugh, girl.
Yeah, take it seriously.
Tell us the juicy parts.
What's the question?
Since knowing, oh, honestly, you might be like the bigger one, but like since knowing me, it doesn't even have to be in connections of me, so it doesn't have to do anything with me. But since knowing me, what was the biggest lesson you learned
what's about his life? Biggest red flag?
That
he doesn't have a red flag.
No, I'm just kidding.
The fact that maybe he's a Scorpio.
Honestly, I think my biggest red flag is that.
Oh, he's too nice.
I
feel like that's changed a little bit. Yeah, but
I feel like I'm very kind of like I definitely feel like I'm more stern. But stern. I think a red flag. Yeah, I can stand up for myself a little bit more, and my job is to think for that. But what's it called? I think my red flag is that I can't text back. Like,
yeah.
Can I swear?
Yeah.
I fucking suck at texting. It's, like, really bad. Like, if we pull Dania and Anna's text thread, it's just them talking to themselves, and I feel so bad. But they know, like, when I see them, everything's fine. So, that's one thing I need in a friendship. If you cannot, like,
know, you've even lost friendships over that.
I did.
With that person. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, bro, what?
It's just like, we're adults. Hello?
Yeah.
Menopause is next week.
You know? Dania, because she's old.
Yeah. That's a bitch! Right. You're older than me! I mean, you're literally older. Both of these guys are older than me.
But Jess is the oldest.
Is he actually?
Yeah.
By a week.
Oh, yeah, you are.
By literally 7 days.
7 days is like a millennia. Like, you're old as hell, bro.
All right. Jesus created the earth in 7 days.
What does that have to do with being old? You senior.
What does my sock remind you of?
You know those ice creams?
Oh. Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
The ice creams.
Ones, like the strawberry one.
Yeah, guys, if you want to come to the YouTube side, my sock, my stinky free. Ass
right,
sock.
That's what I was thinking.
No, but they can't see my toes, so it's fine.
But that's like a prequel.
It's just
like the toe in lingerie. They can't
no,
see
No, I can show you.
I know that they never answered my question.
Hold on. We have ADHD, I think. But,
I have diagnosed. They're undiagnosed.
Yeah. Just so you know. Addressing the allegations. Addressing the drama. So, I feel like I've learned to say no to things more and, like, not care. But even then, I still struggle with that sometimes because you know how I am. And, like, I always have to go to you for that advice. But I feel like as I'm getting older, I feel like that's something that I'm getting better at, just like saying no, and yeah, and like just standing up for myself a little bit more. I feel like I'm doing that way better, but I'm like also really nice, so it's like a double-edged sword. What about you?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I've really grown in the last 3 years.
Yes, you have.
Since knowing me,
I honestly
I've known you since we
yeah,
were
but we've school. I've known you since we were like 12. Like, I don't know.
You've grown a lot. You have to think of something at least.
All the trials and tribulations you faced.
Maybe, oh, the fact that you don't want to be toxic anymore?
Oh, yeah, that's really good. I'm actually very proud of you.
I love that. I don't cheat on men anymore.
Period. That's really good. What about you? What's something that you've taken away from, like, knowing me and Anna? Well, and that could be separate because obviously you've known her longer.
I don't understand the question. Like, a lesson that I've learned in general?
The same question, just I'm just bringing
okay.
it about.
So like,
but in between, like, both of us, like,
I think I'm just gonna do both of them because since I know Anna, don't like
that's fine.
But I feel like
everything is awesome.
I would say that, like, honestly, time doesn't matter, and I mean that in a way, like I'm not trying to be a conspiracy, but like, for example, I can see your face, Anna. But for example, like, if something is bothering you and, like, this is something that you've dealt with for, like, weeks or months or years.
Oh.
And you're, like, so accustomed to this specific thing. That doesn't mean you have to continue doing it. Like, it doesn't matter if
habit.
You're so, like, comfortable doing this specific thing. If this is something or if this is someone who you just don't want in your life anymore, then just give it up. Like,
yeah,
you're only living once, you know what I mean? So I guess that's the biggest lesson I've learned.
Yeah, because I feel like you kept trying with a certain person.
And specific things in my life. I'm not just talking about people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Me too. And it's like you reach a point where you're like, okay, I've done enough. Like, mm-hmm. you have to just stop and give up already. Like, if they're not going to make the effort or, like, just, like, things in general, then just move on. Life goes on.
Right. So, I think that's the biggest lesson. Do drugs. I don't know.
No.
Healthy drugs.
Don't not, do not drugs. Not hardcore drugs.
Why? No, do drugs.
No, don't do drugs. It's a little bit of drugs. It's no, guys. Like, what are we preaching here?
Are there children watching this?
Guys, we don't do drugs, just so you know.
I don't do drugs.
We only do, like, the hardcore stuff, though.
Are we not going to mention last night?
There's a hole in your sock.
I know this. Okay. I have a hole in my sock. For those who are, like, wondering why I talked about my sock and showed my sock.
What's your next question?
I don't really have questions.
I just asked a question, so it's your turn now.
Okay, let's see. Let me think.
We're taking turns. I feel like since I'm not really here, it doesn't count. I don't have to ask a question.
I wasn't even going to tell you to ask a question.
Because you said, like, it's your turn to Danya, so I was like, oh, this is a game?
Let me look it up. If you could change one thing from your past, what would it be?
I would buy Bitcoin when it was popping and it was very cheap.
That's a good one.
I wouldn't, because I don't know anything about Bitcoin, so I wouldn't even, I'd have to, like, look into it in order to be successful in it.
No. Back then, when we were in middle school, if you at least put $5 into Bitcoin, girl, you will be set. It'd be, like, a couple $100,000.
I'd probably join soccer earlier in my life. I know that's very random, but I'm just a sporty girl. Okay, how do you prefer to be comforted when you're upset?
Define upset, like sad too? Or mm-hmm. Honestly, I feel like, I'm going to say no, but I feel like
they no should keep doing what? It.
Like, you don't want to be comforted? The question was, how do you prefer
to Yes, comfort? I know. I was getting to there. I feel like I'd say no, but if, like, I feel like people who make plans for, like, with me when I'm upset or sad, like, I'll say no, but just push me a little bit and I'll most likely say yes because I am poor with peer pressure, so.
I don't understand how they answered the question, I'm going to be honest.
By comforting me just to take me out?
Because you just said no.
Yeah,
because if you say, oh yeah, let's go out, I'm probably gonna say no, and then
if you're like, feeling no, sad,
come on, I'll say okay, yeah, sure.
Okay. So like, if you want to comfort Jess, ask him to go out, and then he'll be like, okay, and then he'll probably have a great night.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying. Like that, like that's my right.
Sure.
Like, I'm just trying to understand it. Why are you, like, sighing?
Because I repeated it twice.
Well, I'm just, okay, but I want to make sure I get the thought across correctly.
How about you?
I like to be babied, so if you hold me in your arms and you give me, like, sweet little kisses.
I'm so sorry. I'm not doing
and
that.
And I love to get some nice soup, some chicken noodle soup. I like that, and I will eat that.
Why are you speaking like that?
Just to make it fun. I know
someone. Never mind.
No, say it.
No, it's not appropriate.
No, say it.
No.
So cut it out.
Yeah, I'll cut it. No, it's okay.
I'll tell you afterwards.
This is what I want to talk about that nobody fucking knows, because all they saw was a vlog, but I feel like we should give them the inside scoop of what actually happened in Puerto Rico, because they don't know.
Oh my god, that drink from yesterday was so good.
It was good. Yesterday we took some weed drinks.
Oh, so you admit we took drugs.
We did take drugs. I gotta say,
I feel like I'm drowning.
But Oh, you look so small compared to me right now. In the shot.
Guys, I'm 6'5". Please don't get it twisted.
Okay, so, yeah. We went on a friend group trip to Puerto Rico. And a lot of things happened that you guys didn't know about, like, behind the scenes.
Started with four friends. Now there are only three.
Yes. Yikes. Started with four friends. Now there's only three, as you see in this video, in this podcast. We're not going to go too much further into that. Because I don't even know if they listen to this, but...
They're not going
to
watch
this. They're not going to listen to this.
You don't think so?
No, her girlfriend's probably going to be like, don't do that!
She's going to be like, why are you listening?
If you caption it, like, the truth about Puerto Rico, they'll watch, like, they'll watch it. But if you just call it anything else, they won't watch this.
I'm gonna label this video addressing the rumors, like, addressing the allegations. And that's the only reason why I did that bit, because I wanted to name this podcast that. Okay.
We're back.
I have a little drink, not sponsored, but it's Capri Sun. And okay, we're ready to talk about the allegations.
Oh my god.
So Puerto Rico was a lot, honestly.
Can we say why we went, first of all?
So we went for my birthday.
Have you not talked about Puerto Rico before?
No.
So we went for my birthday, and basically I wanted to do something very, like, not spontaneous, but, like, just, like, I don't know, I wanted to do something fun, because, like, there's not that much I can do for my birthday because, like, it's in the dead of fall and, like, it's getting cold and, yeah, so there's not much to do. So I was like, okay, let me just go back to my roots.
Yeah.
Go back to Puerto Rico. So the first week I was with family. And then the second week I was with friends and, yeah, it was really fun.
Whole 2 weeks.
It was really fun. They went for the second week, obviously.
And I think we can all relate to the fact that there's nothing to do here for our birthdays because all our birthdays are in, like, the cold.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think I'm going to make a tradition to, like, kind of, like, go somewhere for my birthday. I don't know if I'll start the tradition this year because, girl, I have too many plans right now. But we'll see. I don't know what the future entails. But, yeah.
I would love to go again. When we got there, it was really hot. That's the first thing that happened. Oh, my God. When we got there, we got into an Uber. And I told... That's another thing. Like, we took Ubers for, like, the first half, right? Like, everywhere until we got a rental car. And, like, I was low-key nervous to get a rental car. But it was so fun driving there.
Sorry.
But a thing was, is that when we first got there, we got into an Uber and then I sat in the front and this guy kept talking to me about the stuff that we should do once we got there. Like, girl, we already have this trip booked. Like, please don't give us any suggestions. But also, it was, like, really nice of him. Mm. Do you remember?
Yeah, I'll give you my personal number and you can call me whenever you need an Uber.
Yeah, he said that.
Mm. Yeah. And then another thing, we kept putting Jaciel in the passenger seat of Ubers.
Yeah, I know.
And I know annoying. He didn't like that.
You know how much it's all because of my man. Like, first of all, I'm half a man. Like, I'm going to be real. So, what's it called? But, yeah, it was really fun, you know?
We need to talk about the traumatic...
El Yunque?
Yeah, the mountain. El Yunque, the mountain. We need to talk about that. We need to talk about... Just the allegations.
Shut up. But yeah,
no.
I have so many followers. First of all, if you have not been to, like, outside the country, like, I'm assuming all of your listeners right now are from the U.S. If you have
some
not
are outside. I have, like, 2%.
The 2%, maybe you understand. But if you have not been outside the country and you're on, like, a dating app, I feel like that shit skyrockets. Like,
oh, that's right. You were getting everybody's Instagram. Mm-hmm.
I had so many guys. Like,
I forgot about that.
My gosh. That's I had my so little Lizzie McGuire moment. Hey now.
You did. Oh, I want to go to Spain.
Me too.
España. I'm trying to go next year.
España. Español. La Rosalía. Wait. Where's she from?
She is from Spain.
She is, right?
I think it's crazy how I can focus, you know, and refocus my eyes. But then, yes, so they came the second day. What did we do?
We came all over Puerto Rico, guys.
You mean we went all over Puerto Rico? No, I came.
First of all, the food is so good. There was this one restaurant. Oh, wait, hold on. Because there's a lot to unpack. And maybe I should go again because there was a lot to unpack. Hold on. Because, like, I know they're probably like, oh, my God, he was just, like, so tired in the beginning. And now he has so much energy.
It's fine. Who knows where he got. He took a shot of cocaine, guys.
Maybe. But basically.
I don't know how drugs work, okay?
God. So basically, there was like this beachside kind of restaurant that my friend had told me about. It was so good. Like, and the view, like the sunset was right there. And I'm a whore for sunset. Like, even though I couldn't see shit because it's a sun. It was just so nice. And I feel like that was just like a, okay, we're here. We're finally here.
We made that was the moment. Type moment. Yeah, that was the moment where I was like, wow, like, we're really, like, we did it, guys.
Yeah.
We did it, Joe.
Thank you.
She got my joke.
And I can't remember if we did anything else that day, but coincidentally enough, that was such a big
one. I think that was the day that we were in the pool and we were just, like, talking shit.
Oh yeah,
that was the pool day, right? That same day, yeah, we got back home and we went, yeah,
and then I think
the same, yeah,
we went to the pool twice. Was going on at that time.
Oh yeah, because we got a car then. Mm-hmm. And then we got groceries,
which, by the way,
oh yeah, okay, we went to Walmart.
Let's talk about it. Why the fuck is there a fee if you're a driver under 25?
Like, they just don't trust. I don't know what that is. And it's also like hotels too. Because I've heard in some hotels, like, you need to be 25 to book
that's
one.
So strange. Like, am I not? So anyways.
Right?
But, I feel like I've heard that before. So, the Motherland was going on throughout that time, and we could have saw Yamiko.
The Motherland is a music festival that they had there.
That is correct.
By the way, if you don't know what that is, because he keeps saying Motherland, and they're like, yeah, what the fuck is a Motherland? They're going to be like, what is a Motherland? Aliens. Yeah. We also drove like all across fucking Puerto Rico to get the fucking McChicken wraps.
I know it's because Jess picked the wrong McDonald's because we passed by like three of them and we drove halfway across the island just to go to a McDonald's. I was like, yo, what is going on? Like, I had to pee so bad.
Yo, I was exhausted. Because that's, say, like, literally, we did that right after, like, fighting for our lives, trying to climb a muddy ass fucking mountain. Mm-hmm. And, like, we had to go all the way back down it too. And yeah, right after that, we had to go all the way to McDonald's across the freaking island. It was kind of insane.
I saw a blue spider. It was just crazy.
Did you take a picture?
No.
Then he didn't see it, guys. I was
so sick of that fucking mountain.
He didn't see it.
Oh my God. I almost died that day. And that was going to be so poetic because that was by morning. Like, that was.
You would have died
the day I was born. Back in the country that I was born in.
Like, wait, that's iconic.
Yeah. No, because at first he was like, yeah, and then he was like, wait.
No, like that. You could have eaten that up.
Yeah, like, the only thing would be.
So it would have ate him up.
It would have eaten me up. I would have died as well.
It wants to be about her so bad.
Because I love you and I'll miss you, like, so much. And yeah, like if he killed himself, I'd do it too because I love him.
Would you kill yourself if I killed myself?
Yeah.
Why did you hesitate?
Would you kill yourself if I killed myself?
Bitch.
Not us making like ties right now, like bonds.
I'm sick.
Uh-huh. Oh, then and then after the damn fucking boat where we were so exhausted, we went to dinner.
After?
Yeah, yeah. Remember?
Yeah, I.
We went to a. We did three things in one day, which were exhausting.
Yeah, like, but honestly, I'd do it again. That was kind of fun.
I'd do it again too. Stress. A million times.
I wouldn't do a junket again, I'm going to be honest.
What?
No.
I would do that again just because I liked the water at the top. I almost died. That was fun.
No, it's because of those fucking mud shoes. Those. Is it water shoes?
Yeah. The little rope thing. I hated that. Yes. Like, if they could just take that out, it'd be fine.
No, because I wish you guys saw our face. Because, okay, so in junket, we have to go up, right? But after we reach the destination, we obviously go down. But, like, it's kind of like in the other side of the rainforest. Maybe it's because,
like, in the middle of it,
sleep deprived because they went to sleep at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
No, that was, oh yeah, no, that was the day when we went to the food the food tour. And that same night, we were supposed to be, like, staying up all night because we, like, had to get turned.
That was the next day. But I feel like they were so tired regardless.
Yeah.
Because we have to wake up at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning. But, and also the fact that we had no more energy. Like, we thought it was going to be over. And then he just said, no, you have to climb this. But anyways, we go down, and there's, like, this really nice lake. Like, that lake was actually so peaceful. Mm-hmm. I was one with nature. And she actually jumped out of, like, a big-ass rock.
I never talked about it.
Yeah,
so that's the thing that... Okay, so people were, like, jumping off the rope swing. It was, like, part of the experience. If you wanted to do it, you, like, you get in line. And so then I was like, I kind of want to do it. And I ended up getting some courage and just, like, went up there. Mm-hmm. And I, like, flopped down. And keep in mind, I can't even swim. So I'm going up there with, like, my floaty and shit. And, like, I never posted the video anywhere because I felt insecure of my bathing suit. So, like, I didn't like it. But I'm still very proud of that moment. And I was shaking. I was so scared to go down on that. I was like, oh, my God, am I doing this? I could go back down right now, like, normally. But I did it, and it was fun. And I would do it again. You should have. Yeah. Nobody wanted to do it with me.
No, that looks scary.
It did look scary, but you know what? I'm glad I did it. And you should do it next time. We should do it again next time.
Let's just go to Puerto Rico next week.
Shut up. And I know she's being serious, too.
And then we went to McDonald's because they had Chicken Select, but honestly... It didn't hit.
Yeah, that whole drive for all that.
The Bimbo McFlurry was really good.
Oh, I could go for a McFlurry right now. No. Should we get one? No, we can't support McDonald's. Yeah. I haven't had McDonald's in a long time.
Well, I had McDonald's like 2 days ago.
I'm sick. I'm sick. Wait, should we talk about World War III?
No. And then after we went on a boat ride and... It was nice.
The boat ride was very peaceful, and I low-key got really drunk.
No, wait. The boat ride was actually like kind of scary because we had to hold on to the boat.
Our side got lower more than your side. Yeah. Did. Oh, yeah. He was fucking with me because I told them that I didn't like going low.
Yeah, he was.
He was cool.
And then, like, someone that was there, like, trauma dumped the fuck out of that man. I felt so bad, honestly. Like,
that man listened to everything that we were talking about. And he was like, what? He was, like, actually, like, verbally giving, like, his reactions to us. And it was kind of so funny that he was just, like, there's listening. Or we're trying to, like, comfort this person and try to give this person advice.
And he was like
that
listening.
They didn't take.
He was actually giving like really solid advice.
He was.
That was just completely ignored.
Yeah, for sure.
Completely and utterly.
Yeah. And that's why there's only three of us here right now today. But so we did that and then we went to this dinner that I thought was weird because I didn't like the people. I just felt like the people were so stuck up at the like dinner rooftop.
Yeah, and mind you, we dressed nice. We dressed really nice.
And everybody there did not give a fuck.
But there were people in, like, Adidas jumpsuits. And these were, like, I don't know.
Bougie. We were, like, in the center.
But they still give off bougie vibes. I'm just like, am I doing something wrong?
Yeah, I think we didn't, like, walk the walk the way they did.
And I don't know. I don't know if I like pico de gallo because it wasn't good. And that was my first time trying it.
Maybe you'd like my mom's.
Maybe.
Do you like spicy stuff?
Yes.
You would love my mom's.
Spice in your pico?
Mm-hmm. That's my mom puts jalapenos in it.
That's not crazy.
It's really good. Oh, I miss her.
Everything makes me miss her.
Okay, no, we need to talk about the night that we went out.
The bar crawl?
The
bar crawl.
We went out every night.
No, the bar crawl. Like, we went out to drink.
Wait, but, like, that's, like... I'm going by order.
Oh, am I skipping it? Skipping something?
So what did we do the 19th?
Oh, no, we did. We need to talk about the food tour because that lady.
What did we do the 19th?
I don't know.
Look.
I think it was the 20th that was the tours, right?
Some drinking ASMR for you guys.
I Okay, so since I can't remember the 19th, so.
Oh, here it is. The 19th was the beach day, so we got breakfast.
Oh.
We
got
to the beach. We were supposed to go to La Placita.
Oh, but we didn't.
Lazy. I didn't feel like going.
The beach day was nice.
The beach day was probably my favorite day.
Yeah.
Yeah, the piña coladas. Like, that is what I was on. Like, and that was in my system.
And I wish, what was I going to say? Oh, and I think that is the part that I vlogged the most in like, with my GoPro in the vlog. If you guys go watch that, I vlogged that day a lot. And I think I got a good glimpse of what it was like. But yeah, that day was perfect.
Mm. Yeah, I liked it. And then so we ate empanadillas and they ate something else. I can't remember. Oh yeah, bacalito. Bacalito. Mm-hmm. That's such a hard word. Anyways, and it was so good, bro. I think about it frequently.
Ugh.
I actually had a dream about it yesterday.
Really?
No.
Oh. Okay. Okay, what did we do the next day?
Because,
I mean, it was a beach day.
The 20th were the tours, so the walking tour, the food tour, and the bar crawl.
Oh,
so
the
my
first
uncle
one.
Actually conducted the walking tour. And
his actual uncle.
Yeah, my actual uncle, Theo. Hi.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't enjoy it.
I liked it.
I was just bored.
It was just raining. Then it got really hot. And it was raining again. It was like, maybe if it was a different day. No, I didn't like it because it was kind of costly. Like, it wasn't like, I don't know. I expected more because it was kind of costly. So, like, I wanted to go inside, like, the war thingy that they had. Because I thought that was, because we literally paid to walk around.
Yeah.
It was a walking tour, my dear.
Yeah, but we just paid, like, I expected to go to that place.
Did you read the description of the tour?
Yes. And he said, oh, we're gonna talk about it. I'm just like, dang, we're just gonna talk about it since it's right there. It's only like $2. So I was like, oh, this has to be included. It's only $2 to get in, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But we did get some fire pics, I will say, of that like area. And the cats.
Mm-hmm. All the cats.
And then after that we did a food tour. What was your favorite part? What was your favorite food?
Wait, but tell them, like, what happened.
About what?
The food tour. Like.
Oh, so Jessiel was, like, trying to contact this lady who is basically the whole, like, host of, like, this food tour. And we were in, like, the city, right? San Juan. The city. That's where, like, most of the people who come visit, like, the tour, right? Because mm-hmm. It's most populated. And we were, like, walking. There was a bunch of, like, stores. And we had this thing booked and Jessiel was like contacting her trying to see like where we first have to meet, because the way it was run is that we met at like every restaurant that we were touring, right? That's how it was. So then she kept giving him like misdirections and he was like, where the fuck do I go? And then when Jessiel was texting her that he was there, she was like, oh, now we're here. And it was just like very confusing because we were walking in circles trying to look for this one place where we had delicious hot chocolate and cheese.
So I think about that a lot.
And bread, the sandwich. It was so good. I think, but then everybody was like waiting on us, remember? And I feel like that was so embarrassing.
And then that one lady that was, I think she was sitting next to me. She was like, oh, so you were the guys that were taking too long. Remember?
Yeah.
It was an older lady.
Am I crazy? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, it's not our
fault. It was so awkward, but we made it. And after that one, we went to this other place, like the bougier place.
Wait. Let's keep talking about the food. There was like so much to explore.
The sandwich.
The sandwich and the desserts, the guava. And then I think it was.
But we didn't have that one there.
No, yeah, on the different one.
Are we going in order?
I'm going in order from the first one to then the one where we had the acapurria.
Yeah, is that the dessert one?
No.
The little mini ones?
Was that the tray with three things?
That was the tray with the three things. Mm. But then, wait, what dessert are you talking about?
On the guava inside the empanadilla.
That was the last place.
No, it was in the tray, the little small one.
No, that was the last one.
There was three things on the tray.
Yeah, and that was the empanadillas.
One of them had guava.
Are you maybe a guava sauce?
Yeah, this one had guava. No.
No, this is the guava sauce.
Yes, but inside there was guava.
No, there wasn't. They were all meat.
Okay, I'm going to show you the video later. But go on.
They were all meat. Well, yeah, like guava sweet, right? Yeah, yes. But I feel like I would remember it being... Like the only guava thing is that and the last pastry that we had at the end of the tour.
I don't know. He said that there was guava in
Guys,
there.
We're addressing the rumors. And the fuck up? Because this is really important information right now that we have to discuss. Because there was no guava at that one.
The guava sweet that we got at the last one.
Yeah.
No, I didn't like that.
It was kind of, like, really hard.
I didn't like it either.
Yeah. I was tweaking.
Wait, why?
At the coffee place, I was tweaking.
Why?
Because I was overtired. And then for some reason still had some, oh, we had coffee at that same time. And then I was like literally tweaking, like I was shaking. Like in my brain, like there was no way how to describe just like exhaustion on top of trying to just like keep it together and stay awake. And then I had to drink alcohol on top. I was just like tweaking in my brain. I was like, how am I alive right now? Like, how am I walking these streets? It was so, I was like so out of it. For the first time around, I was like, okay, I'm just going to take my body, my vessel, and continue to go. Because it was a lot. But we had really good foods there. Oh, we also did, what was the thingy that we made?
Mofongo.
Which was cute that they taught us. And we talked to that couple that were from, do you remember where they were from?
Is it like Missouri or something?
Yes, Missouri? Minnesota. And they were there vacationing, and... They were really cool.
And then was the bar crawl.
That night.
Just put, welcome to bar crawl scene.
I'll clip it.
So what's it called? So, first of all, so there's this really famous bar called El Cafetín, something like that. And basically the reason why it's so popular is because they have like, really big like board games, so they have like this giant Uno set, they have like this giant Connect Four set. But the main reason why it's so popular is because the bartenders like take off their shirt. I was completely unaware of this until I searched it up on TikTok while I was at the place, and I was like, oh wow, this is nice.
Oh yeah. Did you get yeah. So annoying. The fact that we thought of the same guy. Literally. No, because he was so annoying. Okay, guys, let me paint the picture.
Let's talk about it.
Because he's gay, babe.
I don't give a fuck. Buy me a drink.
But basically, we were sitting. Thank God we got there. We got a table. Okay. Mm-hmm. We were playing Uno and Jenga for, like, the first couple minutes because, you know, we were just, like, hanging out, got our free shots because it came included with the package that we, like, got because it's a bar crawl.
Oh, wait.
The free shots.
Yeah, but what did they give out? Coquito.
Oh, yeah. The
coquito was so good.
And there was this, like, guy who had this fan that, you know, the fans, the handheld fans. And he was, like, whipping it. He was, like, the whole, like, opening it and closing it. And the staff, even from the bar, was like, hey, yo, man, you can't be doing that. That's just too loud. And he kept doing it. He just, like, kept doing it.
I don't know why they didn't kick him out.
He was drunk. He
kept doing it. Exactly, yeah.
I don't know. But when they did tell him, like, maybe the second time, I think he did stop. He dialed it down.
He kept talking to us, too. Well, talking to her, specifically.
Yeah.
Like, Anna wouldn't buy me a drink. Like, girl, fuck you. Get out of my face.
Like, he was oh, really... oh my God. Yeah. And then a day before, sorry to backtrack, I got a nose piercing.
No, it was the same day.
Oh, hours before, I got a nose piercing.
Yeah. The day that we were supposed to get Zeus blasted drunk. And which we did.
I got so drunk. But I ended up being the mom of the group, and it was kind of fun. It was very chaotic, but it was fun.
Yeah, I've told everyone else's story, but like when we were going back.
I don't think you should tell that story.
About me?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't think you should tell that story.
I think it's funny. Story? The story about the Uber.
Oh, no.
What?
What she did after, like, when you got out of the Uber.
When I got
out.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, maybe we will tell it.
But basically, in the bar crawl, like without all the after hours shit that happened.
Yeah, because obviously, guys, so we fun. Get crazy.
I
loved
it. I would do it again, honestly.
It was but, so fun. I wanted to kiss that I wanted to kiss this girl that I met there, but I was talking to this other bitch.
And this the host was fine. I'm sorry.
And I know she was feeling me, too.
Period. You were, ugh.
Right, we were killing. We were feeling each other. I forgot
that you were talking to. Anyways,
I know. Ugh, she's so pretty.
So yeah,
I
like it was really cool.
Hey girl,
we made a lot of friends. Honestly, within that four or five hours that we were there, we made we were talking to everyone. We were honestly the main characters.
We were. We
made so many friends.
Yes, everybody wanted to be our friend by the end of the night.
Yeah, yeah. We were the lives of the party.
Yeah, we were.
Everyone literally everyone talked to me. They're like, bro, and they started laughing. I was like, oh my god, this is me. This is my moment. Like, that was my okay. Like, I'm in vacation moment.
I've never felt so happy. Alive. Yeah, so alive to be part and just everybody being so on the same level, you know, because there's sometimes people who get drunk and they're off on the corner or they don't get it, but everyone was mixed in, we all mixed together,
each other's Instagrams, we were taking pictures, videos, they were telling us their life stories.
It was a vibe. Ugh, I need to do it again. You don't find people like that too that often. Bar crawl was fun and lit, and the next day we were fucking hungover, and I had to slice a pizza for breakfast. What did we do this next day?
We didn't do anything. We
had a bunch
of things that we were planning to do, but we didn't do any of them.
You lost your hat.
Yeah, so you guys went back to Old San
Juan. Oh yeah, then we got another sandwich.
Sandwich. Yeah. They got another sandwich.
Oh my god, which reminds me, yeah. So after Yunque, we went to McDonald's, and then Tanya said she wanted ranch.
Oh my god, bro. Okay, let me tell the story.
Okay.
Oh my god. I told this story to my coworkers because, so basically we went to McDonald's, right? And I don't know why, but since everybody was speaking Spanish there, I got insecure about my Spanish because I just felt I'm not speaking it as good as you guys. So I was just ordering this normal thing, or made Jessiel order. And basically once we got up to the front, I would make Jessiel just order everything. So then we were at the front when we were getting our food. I asked for ranch. I was like, can I get some ranch? And the lady was like, huh? And I was like, ranch. And then she was like, I literally don't understand. And then I was like, just ranch. And she's like, oh, you want ranch? bitch, what the fuck is the you rolling your R, making ranch. Girl, what? Why did you have to throw that in my face? It's literally the same thing. You know what I'm saying? You didn't need me to say it again. And she just said ranch.
That was so funny.
That's how you say ranch in Spanish, by the way, apparently. Ranch. So, and it's there's no other way I've ever said ranch. Even in my family, household family, who only primarily talk. Oh my god.
What's that?
Okay. Who only primarily talk Spanish, we call it ranch. So, I don't know what her problem was.
So, that was funny.
Yeah. And then the next day, we didn't do anything. We did karaoke.
Yeah.
We
were supposed to go to this T-Mobile, an art museum, something else. But we didn't do anything.
Yeah, we were so hungover.
Oh, was that why?
Mm-hmm.
Did we do something else or no?
I think we went to the pool maybe, but we didn't leave the actual resort.
We went to the pool the next day for the last time.
Mm. Oh, then we got chased by dogs.
Oh my god, that was so scary. There was a bunch of stray dogs, and I was mostly scared of those lizards, those big iguanas. They were the size of a child.
A Victorian child?
Yeah, they were mini Victorian dinosaurs.
From Victorian London?
What does that mean?
They're small. But big.
They're small, but big.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go
a big baby. Okay.
Yeah,
No, it's just us. Just, just leave it there. Don't question it.
Uh-huh. But yeah.
But overall, it was a really good trip, and I would do it again for sure. And let me answer this boy that I like. I'm talking to real quick.
She's just playing 8-ball.
No, I'm not, guys. I'm flirting with my man who's not my man.
That's going to purposely lose.
That's bold of me to call him that. Because, like, we just... Never mind, I'm not going to go into it. Guys, we Anna watched Talk to Me for the first time yesterday. How did you feel? So good.
I don't even remember the movie, to be honest.
Oh, no, wait, I do.
Did you like
it? Yeah, it was cool. Ew, that part in the hospital was nasty. Ew.
It was traumatizing. Guys, the sun is coming out.
You mean going down?
Oh, yeah. But it's beautiful. Look at how it made this, like, room change. It's 6 o'clock?
It's 6:11.
Oh, my God. I have to go to work tomorrow. All right, guys. Well, that was it for this episode. Other than that, if there's anything else you wanted to touch on in Puerto Rico or of anything.
I can't speak of what I did, but it was very fun.
Oh, yeah, it was a really fun time. So thanks for watching and thanks for listening, guys. You will be seeing these two people a lot more. We will be doing a lot more episodes. I will try to up the budget for this because I only have 2 microphones.
What the lump?
Oh, my God. Jesse has this thing where he's trying to, like, impersonate LSP from Adventure Time for some reason, and he really wants to perfect this talent.
Because I want to start doing more impressions. I think they're so fun. I can do Mario falling down.
Do it.
And then we all know my Mickey Mouse impression.
No,
and
they then... don't. Oh, boy. Miska. Muska. And I'd like to... And I'd like to give a thanks to our sponsor, BetterHelp. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this. No, they have. They...
I was going to say, if you continue, that's a new one. So.
Yeah, just kidding. I'm not sponsored by BetterHelp, but we do need that because I need therapy. Maybe so does Anna and Jessiel for sure. So.
Haven't people been coming out talking about how BetterHelp is trash?
Is it actually?
Yeah, they like steal your money.
No way.
And some of them are like volunteers, not even like fully licensed therapists.
And like there's specific ones, like if you want like a mental health therapist or like someone who is specialized in like marriage, like if you accidentally click it, they like won't help you and they won't give you your money back.
Not us actually addressing the drama and rumors.
Let's address the allegations.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Because you're on Twitter, so.
Yeah, I don't have Twitter. Sorry, imagine. Guys. Well, anyways, all right, guys. Thanks for listening and subscribe. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.
I want to get the last one. You know, I can't even hear any of that.